motivate your morning.
Welcome to the podcast that starts your day the right way. And now from Sydney, Australia, the hosts of Motivate Your Morning, Mark Northam and Monica Grushka.
And welcome to another episode of Motivate Your Morning. I'm Mark Northam, and with me is, as always, Monica Grushka. Mm-hmm. How are you,
Good
Monica?
Good morning. I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's another sunny day in Sydney here.
It is. There it is. Go. It is. Well, and we've got another good story, too, to start.
Yes.
Dog's
yes,
day
please.
At the dentist. Let's go with this one.
Oh, the dentist.
Look, we all know, and we've all got this common phobia. I feel it. Do you feel it, Mark?
Absolutely.
When you know the appointment's coming.
From when I was a kid.
So, there's this interesting story. In Australia, 1 in 6 adults and 1 in 10 children suffer from high dental fear. HDF, Mark. It's called
HDF?
The HDF.
Oh, boy.
According to the University of Adelaide in South Australia.
They probably have done studies on it, right? It's in that psychological dictionary of ailments.
The Journal of HDF.
That's right.
And so it is enough to keep anyone away from the dentist's chair and can have massive ramifications for people's dental health if ignored.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, here's our story today. A dentist in California is using the healing powers of a pooch to help patients overcome their fears. And wait for it, the chihuahua named Kismet has no teeth.
No.
Kismet is a therapy dog at the surgery of Dr. Cameron Garrett and his wife, Deborah Garrett. And staying close by to patients or even sitting in their lap while they undergo assessment or treatment. Kismet's own dental health challenges stem from being not well looked after. That's terrible. Talk about a lesson straight from the dog's mouth. Now, can you imagine there? You're on the dental chair.
Yeah.
They got you all, laid out on that thing, and you've got a dog in your lap.
Yeah, now, you know what? Yeah. I don't know, because sometimes I thought, chihuahuas can be quite temperamental.
Yeah. So, you've got a small dog. Monica?
I've got a little pug, Pekingese.
Yep.
But she doesn't do much at all. She's very submissive.
She's got an attitude, though.
She's got, yes. I mean, but that must be so beautiful. I mean, I would like it. You and I love animals. We're both, enjoy having pets around. But I wanted to say, why did the king go to the dentist, Mark?
It's a joke. Okay, let me think. Why did the king go to the dentist? I don't know, to lose the royal fortune when the bill came? I don't know.
That would be one of them.
Sorry.
To get his teeth crowned. But
yes.
Sorry. What did the judge say to the dentist?
Oh, boy. I can't wait for it. Go ahead.
Here we go. Do you swear to pull the tooth, the whole tooth and nothing but the tooth? And Mark and I both work in law, and so this is but that's
yes,
good, isn't
the judge.
It? That's a
very
good
one. All right. In charge of the jokes department, Monica Grushka.
That's it. Come along for the next one.
That's right. Well, I think animal therapy is certainly something that we see in many different places, in aged care facilities.
Also mental health facilities too. They bring Labradors. Labradors have this beautiful, as I have another one too. I've got a Labrador and a pug, and they are wonderful. So help dogs, which is wonderful. So dogs are a beautiful. Aged care, mental health facilities is definitely on the rise.
Well, fantastic. How about that? Animal therapy at the dentist so that hopefully they don't have to peel you off the ceiling after they start up that drill.
You bet.
Well, that'll wrap up our show for today. A little venture into humor, along with our usual, hopefully, something positive and interesting to talk about. I'm Mark Northam. With me is Monica Grushka, and we'll see you again next time.
See you then.